Beauty and the Beast. Retold by Caroline Laidlaw. Penguin Kids, Level 3. One day, an old woman arrived at a castle. "Help me," she cried. "I am cold and hungry." Then a prince opened the door. "Please, can I stay here?" the woman asked. "No, go away," the prince shouted. Suddenly, she was a beautiful enchantress. "Now you are a beast because you are cruel," the enchantress shouted. "Please, help me," the prince cried. But the enchantress was not there. Today, the beast still lives in his castle. Near the castle, there is a town. Belle lives there. She is smart, and she loves reading. Gaston lives in the same town. He likes Belle very much. He is big and strong. He likes shooting animals. "Belle," Gaston calls to her, "stop reading. You're the girl for me. Please marry me." Belle is not listening. "This is an interesting book," she says. "No, it isn't," Gaston says. "Look at me. I'm more interesting than your book." Belle lives with her father, Maurice. He likes making things. "What can this machine do, Papa?" Belle asks. "It can do a lot of things," he says. "Let's take it to the fair. We can get a prize," Belle says. Belle and Maurice have a horse. He is called Philippe. Philippe takes Maurice and the machine to the fair. "Let's go, Philippe," Maurice says. "The fair is a long way from home." "Goodbye, Belle." "Goodbye, Papa," Belle says. After a long time, Maurice and Philippe cannot find the right way. Big black bats are flying around. Philippe is scared, and he jumps up and down. "Stop, Philippe! I'm falling!" Maurice shouts. They are lost in the forest. The next day, the old horse comes home. "What happened?" Belle asks. "Where is my father, Philippe? Is he hurt? Is he lost?" Belle is very afraid. "You have to take me to Papa, Philippe," she says. Belle rides Philippe through the forest. The horse is scared again. He stops and starts all the time. "It's okay, Philippe," Belle says. "It's windy. They are only leaves." Suddenly, they see the beast's enchanted castle. Belle goes inside. She is not afraid. She sees the terrible beast. And then she hears her father. "Belle," he calls. Belle runs to him. "Oh, Papa, what are you doing here?" Belle asks. He's my prisoner, the beast shouts. My father is old and weak, Bell says angrily. Please, can he go home? He can go, but you have to stay, the beast answers. He turns to Maurice. Old man, go away. You have to leave, he shouts. The new prisoner makes some friends. I'm Cogsworth, the clock says. This is Mrs. Potts. She's a teapot. Papa makes clocks, but they don't talk, Bell laughs. The things in the castle were people before, but the enchantress changed them. Bell stays at the castle for a long time. The beast is not bad. Sometimes he is angry, but he can be kind. Bell is not afraid of the beast now. They are friends. Bell and the beast eat dinner. Bell wears a beautiful dress. She likes the beast now. After dinner, Bell takes the beast's hand and they dance. Look, they are dancing around and around the room. Bell, are you happy here with me? The beast asks. Yes, Bell answers. But I want to see my father again. Okay, the beast says. You can go and see him. Oh, thank you, Bell answers. At home, Gaston and his men are holding Maurice. Maurice tells them about the beast. Marry me, Bell. Then your father can go, Gaston says. You're cruel, Bell says. I don't love you. And the beast is my friend. Gaston is very angry. He goes to the beast's castle. Bell cannot love that beast, Gaston says. He's more terrible than an animal. Suddenly, Gaston finds the beast. Bell is mine, Gaston shouts. He shoots, and the beast falls. Bell runs quickly to the beast. He is badly hurt. His eyes are closed, and he is quiet. Don't leave me. Please stay with me. I love you, Bell says. What is happening now? The beast's body is moving. His face and hands are changing. Bell watches, but she does not understand. Suddenly, the beast is not there. Where is he? Bell looks up and sees a prince. I was the beast, the prince says. Bell is surprised and happy. I'm a woman again, not a teapot, Mrs. Potts laughs. Look, Cogsworth's a man. This is a great day, the prince says. Let's have a party and dance.